I'd like to ask you this question. If you have cancer and you don't know you have it, does it affect you? Another thing that I hear is others are doing it. They're good people, they're Christian people, they're highly respected people in the community. I actually remember using that phrase with my dad. And my dad had a response for me that I had nothing to say. And I'm going to share that phrase with you today. If everybody's doing it, and it takes them to hell, you want to go too? And that stuck with me. Another one is, I have prayed about it, and if I pray and it still works, it must be okay. Balaam kept asking God and kept asking God when he knew what God wanted. And finally, God let him do what he wanted to do, to a point. I'm a firm believer that if we have evidence that something is wrong, and we know it's wrong, and it's from the dark side, we can pray all we want. What do you think God will tell you? Because if we keep praying and keep asking God and keep asking God, and we know it's wrong, he's quite likely going to be silent. Because we know better, but we're trying to twist his arm. And God's arm is not to be twisted. I'd like to look at a scripture, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 15 and 16. It says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. I could spend a lot of time on that verse. There's a lot in that verse. But I'd like to look at the very last phrase, or the last line there in verse 16, where it says, profane person. The chart you see takes Hebrews chapter 12, verses 15 and 16, and puts it into categories. And every sin that's mentioned there, bitterness, greed, or profane. Profane is greed. And moral failure. Those three are mentioned there. And when we fail of the grace of God, we can expect any one of those or all of those three to be there. And they all feed on pride. I'm not going to go into this a lot, but failing of the grace of God is pride. And I don't have the time to explain all that, but if you have some questions on that, feel free to ask. But I'd like to look at that last phrase of that verse where it says, profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. What is profane? What do you think of when you think of profane? Profane is when we take what God calls valuable and important and right. And that goes at the very top of the list. But it's when we take that and we put it to the bottom of the list, and we take what man thinks is important and put that to the top of the list, it's actually reversing it. Esau took what God had put value on, took what was important, discarded it, and what he thought was important, his own hunger, put that to the top of the list. And the Bible calls that profane. When my thing is more important, so why do we get involved in the occult? Brother Kenny talked a little bit about it, referred to it some, because I want power. I want power over my situation and whatever else there is there. So remember, profane is when we take what God calls important, and when we get involved in the occult, we're taking what I think is important, we're making that more important than what God says. I have two testimonies I'd like to read. I'm going to read one now and one in a little later. My story begins with rolling an open station tractor at age 14. At the time, I did not think I got hurt. I did not tell my family, and they didn't find out until 5 years later. When I was 17, I hurt my left wrist while skating. It healed, but then it hurt again. I hurt it again, and it turned into a long-standing problem. I'm going to leave some of the names out just so it doesn't point in any particular direction. While I worked at this particular place, in the winter of 2009 and 10, I went to the chiropractor for help for my wrist. He tried to help me with some ultrasound machine, my first involvement with the occult. It did not help at all. That same winter, I bought a magnetic bracelet and wore it on my wrist some of the time. Sometime in the next year, I think, I started having knee pain. The medical doctor couldn't find anything wrong and sent me to the physiotherapist. I don't remember.